When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Chapter 83. So basically, today's chapter was how Sung-ho was ill-treated for being gay when he was young, and how he was beaten up by his father. And then the last panel is a current-day situation where Sung-ho is kind of scared of what he did, why he did it, but in the end, still wants to see Nayeon. But before we get started, I just want to remind our viewers that if you like seeing more yaoi content and would like to support this channel, please don't forget to smash that like button. Also, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell. Feel free to message me in my social media at @zealedfujoshi, which I'll be using to interact with viewers about more yaoi content. If that's something that interests you, feel free to follow me at @zealedfujoshi. Finally, this episode will contain explicit content and a lot of manhwa spoilers. With that in mind, please proceed with caution. You have been warned. Now, without further ado, let's jump into chapter 83 of Painter of the Night. We got another flashback of a chapter. Look at how a younger Jiwa is looking so adorably cute. Sung-ho looks horrible though, sitting in that messy dark room, seemingly waiting for a young Jiwa to arrive so he can use an obviously young Jiwa's feelings for his own act of revenge, the humiliation to his own father. Sung-ho looks and acts exactly how he could imagine a person who has been emotionally and physically abused for so long. I seriously don't recognize this Sung-ho, which is good because it means our current Sung-ho is doing much better. But this flashback Sung-ho looks like he does not feel anything at all. What a poor little boy. Tormented to the point he became emotionless by the looks of it. Someone should really slap the head off Sung-ho's dad, seriously. But we all know he's an evil father. But what's the point of provoking Sung-ho's dad like this? Because in the end of the day, Sung-ho's the one who's gonna end up with a lot of pain. Ah, Sung-ho. You're so beautiful, yet so fragile. From what I can see in this chapter though, Sung-ho never really cared about Jiwa. Sung-ho and Jiwa was found doing the dirty deeds. Sung-ho used Jiwa's body in this chapter, and it's all to upset Daddy Sung-ho. It was so obvious that he wanted his father to catch them. Hence, his father slapped Sung-ho right on his face. And just a pointer, I did say in chapter 82 that the spoiler was that that background of Sung-ho and Jiwa, that it looks like that scene was Sung-ho's dad's quarters. And yeah, I was right. It was Sung-ho's dad's room. So, yay me. But damn, look at that smile right after Sung-ho got slapped by his dad. He is so freaking gonna kill me in a split second. My gosh, my lord, I really love your smile. I really love that beautiful smile, to be honest. It looks so freaking hot, but also so much chaos in that smile. He's one scary son of a bee. I think that in this chapter flashback, Sungho and Jiwa is probably the same age as the current age of Nayeon. And with all of this information in my head, it just destroys my tiny little heart even more. Jiwa, sadly, in the current timeline, is being manipulated by Min again. Haha, so obvious. But it's predictable because we all know how much he loves Sungho so much. It's because Sungho is probably Jiwa's first love, so he's still jealous of Nayeon. But man, why is Jiwa spilling all the secrets to that bum-ass, nosy, jealous punk Min? I definitely don't hate Jiwa. It's almost to the point I pity him in this situation. But man, the person he likes to talk to and advise, my gosh. Jiwa, stop trusting Min. Even though it's so funny how Jiwa is always getting into trouble for all of these, though. Man, one thing I noticed, though, with all of the spilling that Jiwa was doing in this chapter, I kind of felt like Jiwa knows a lot about who Lord Sung is, but it kind of feels like he didn't want to tell Min when Min asked. I don't know, or maybe he did answer when the chapter was over or something. We don't know. Maybe there's some behind the scenes kind of thing happening where maybe Jiwa did spill the beans, but it kind of feels to me like he didn't want to tell Min about Lord Song. And that's kind of odd because from my understanding, I kind of feel like this Lord Song would be the one who probably did a lot of bad things to Sungho when he was young. I don't like Jiwa, but Sungho, what Sungho did to him in this chapter is messed up though. Like, I really see why. I have a lot of pity also in Jiwa, but knowing that Jiwa has a lot of feelings for Sungho, man, I feel bad for Min because he really just really loves Sungho, but I also kind of can't blame Sungho because he's obviously out of his mind. My God, I'm so split in this chapter. Like, I understand Jiwa's point of view, but my heart is crying out for Sungho also. I'm not sure if I'm ready for more of his past sometimes because it's just so sad. But, you know that I need to know this battle that's going inside of Sungho because I need it for the Sungho arc. Because everyone is so extreme around him that we need to find out what the hell's going on with everybody in this manhwa. I do have a very bad feeling about our next couple of chapters, especially Sungho and his relationship with Nayeon. I don't think he would ever try to purposely hurt Nayeon anymore, but it can still happen like in the previous chapter where he really didn't mean it. I kind of feel though that today's episode is really short. Some of these scenes is already used from last week. Yeonduk just added just tiny bits of details here and there. Sungho and Jiwa does look cute on their younger years. There's a lot of that youth innocence and stupidity that goes around in this chapter. And it's nice to see present-day Sungho is hunting animals. And it seems that this is some sort of therapy for him to calm his anger. But I'm also worried because it's so obvious that he hasn't slept. because he kind of looks like he's in a lot of shock. So this is also very worrisome for me. Poor Song-ha is afraid to sleep again, but he has good reasons though. We all know shit's about to hit the fan soon, so I guess what we fear so much is, you know, gonna happen soon. That's why Song-ha is acting the way he is. And what I mean by all this is the probability of Song-ha's father arriving is very probable. And it seems like a confrontation with freaking Lord Song is really inevitable at this point. We couldn't see Nayeom in this chapter though. I kind of miss the cute little guy. But I am also glad that Byeon-deok is digging more into Song-ha's past now and showing more and more of, you know, his past with his father. As I said about the Lord Song, I really don't think that this guy is a good guy, especially since Byeon-deok did tease us in this chapter. The way that Byeon-deok drew Lord Song in this chapter kind of made it seem like he really is a very bad guy. Lord Song more likely really did abuse Song-ha when he was young, and either his father knew and let it happen, or Song-ha tried to tell his father but Lord Song played victim. But it's so, or maybe like his dad played oblivious to what Song-ha was trying to say. Either way, Song-ha's father probably has some sort of inkling of what was going on with Lord Song, and maybe that's another reason why Lord Song had to move. There's so many questions in this manhwa. I really hope that we get our answers soon. Unfortunately, I am sad that Nayeom is not in this chapter, because I also want to make sure that that cute little thing is doing well. To think though that everything that's happening in this chapter is just because Min really wants to taste Nayeom this much, and Min seems to be the only person having a hell of a time in this whole hellhole of a situation. Honestly, I really wish that he could have just minded his own business, but then again, we wouldn't have Painter of the Night if he did that. I really do applaud Byeon-deok's drawing quality. It's so impressive. Every panel that Byeon-deok draws, it's so freaking good. The suit that Song-ha is wearing today is absolutely amazing. This is his hunting outfit. I love the red and black combination. It really suits Song-ha a lot. Anyways, as you all know, next week there will be no chapter of Painter of the Night, as Byeon-deok has already announced before. So as a part of the Painter of the Night stand, we must be patient. It is part of being a Painter of the Night stand. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please don't forget to follow my social media to be teased about some of the boys' love that I'm interested in. Feel free to leave me a message and converse with me in my Discord channel. I'd love to hear back from you. And please consider supporting the show by donating as little as 99 cents through www.zealedfujoshi.xyz. Also, don't forget to support the author. All the manhwa details can be found in the description below. Again, thank you so much and hope to see you next time.